This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in campaign 2016, this item, the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul D. Ryan of Wisconsin, said to his caucus, in essence, do what you got to do to get reelected. Forget the top of the ticket. Let's save the GOP majority in the House. Ryan's move, of course, comes in the wake of the last 72 hours in the campaign of GOP nominee Donald Trump. We are going to do what we got to do, which is follow the money. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace gets us going with what happens when something like this happens.
It's a scramble. Republicans who once backed Trump are backing out of backing him. Others like GOP House Leader Paul Ryan are saying they're not backing him, but won't defend him or appear with him at events. Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee has doubled down on supporting the candidate. So with the House of Cards really seriously collapsing like this, what happens to fundraising?
We're now at a point where it's kind of every man for himself.
Republican consultant Mac Makowiak says with Trump down in the polls, Republicans are worried about losing Congress entirely. So they'll probably double down on those races with or without Trump's help.
There's a kind of panic setting in among Republicans.
Robert Shrum, a politics professor at the University of Southern California and a longtime Democratic strategist, says House and Senate candidates could actually see a bump from donors who abandoned Trump.
They will take all their money and pour it into congressional and Senate races.
At the end of August, the RNC had $40 million on hand, around half of what it had at this time in 2012 or 2008. But it's also pretty late in the game to think about shifting a strategy for how to spend that money. Christina Greer, a poli-sci professor at Fordham, says there's one clear winner here in terms of fundraising as this macabre series of events unfolds, and that's Hillary Clinton.
I do think that she can use a lot of what Donald Trump said. Oh, it's just locker room talk. Oh, I don't pay my taxes. Oh, I'm going to send you to jail. You know, this kind of bullying persona that he has to raise money.
Clinton's campaign has consistently outfundraised Trump, although Trump has raked in the most free media coverage of any candidate in history. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.